this whole thing we're on, maybe we're not, God's been all over this since probably about 1 or 2 years. He started in on this and the revelation of answered prayer, true, direct, answered prayer from the Father. And understanding that whole process of how to pray to the Father and directly have Him answer your prayer. Say direct. Direct. Not, there's a lot of ways God blesses. He can bless you with a gift, talent, operation, vocation. Yeah, I'm called to the ministry. He blesses our family through the ministry, but you're not confined to that. You can pray to the Father direct and how to receive from Him apart from your limitations. Because you're always going to get limited here. There's going to be a certain limitation, no matter who you are, what you do, a certain limitation your gift can bring, or your operation, or your job, or your vocation, or your income. And you know, the world's answer is different than God's answer. And God wants to bless, but God has this entire full kingdom, and we very rarely ever truly access it. That's what I'm seeing right now since I've been in the light. We don't really know how to, we have a certain gift, and those things will flow freely, but to access an unlimited kingdom all the time, boy, if people could do that, they get liberated from the world, liberated from the system. It's amazing how much God actually wants to bless. And so, well, if He wants to bless, why doesn't He? Because we don't understand the process and how He does it, where He does it from, how He does it. And even when we do understand, we have to open the channels, because everything, you write this down, has to be done by faith. But there are components of faith, and you can't have faith until you have revelation. Especially you can't, empty faith won't work like this. To have consistent operational answer prayer, Pastor Chuck and I were talking about Reese Howells and how he believed for those multi-million dollar properties. Who's that other guy? Andrew Mueller? Was it Mueller? Mueller. He was 18th century, wasn't he? Or early 19th century? And he had orphanages, but he could believe for millions of dollars, owned the whole street. He found out how to believe, and God would bring it to him. You know, you tap into certain operations with God. And I am on this big time because I want to birth this whole thing. And all I need to do is graduate one answered prayer to understand the whole process. But Mueller, on the other hand, his is different because he never spoke his need to any person ever. Only the Father heard him. He never shared the need with partners or nothing. He prayed and God would bring it to him. That's what we're after, that true, raw, perfect provision. Amen. Reese Howells did that too. And to do that, we have to receive direct. Like God said, He goes, the first order receiving from the kingdom is to receive from the kingdom. Amen? Because you'll understand there's a lot of different ways God operates, blesses that whole thing. So we're after His highest and best. Amen? Look at your neighbor and say, highest and best. And I am on it. Praise God. Oof. I'm plowing. You have to understand plowing. When you go into the unseen realm, your faith has to plow that field because it's unseen. You'll see it with the eye of faith. You'll see it with the eye of the heart. The revelation will give you the eye that there's a door there. There's a living doorway. It's invisible to the naked eye, but to the eye of the heart, you can see it. You can see the temple door. You can see the throne of grace. You can see the rest. You can see the garden of lilies. You can enter into the Father because the Word described all that position for you. And you move each consecutive place you move in through faith, the operation of acknowledgement, the operation of focus, acknowledgement, keeping the Word in your frontlets of your eyes, your mouth, the eyes of your heart, and all of that focus, acknowledgement, and moving that way. It's the same way on the other side. Because I spent a whole year in the Father's love, and now He's working this other side now, the coming back phase, or kingdom come phase. Thy kingdom come. How does kingdom transfer? And not talking about my gift, because the gift has been operational the whole time. Listen, I can be off in areas of my gift or work. Amen? Because a gift's a gift. Amen? A gift's a gift. So the gift's going to flow. That's the way a gift flows. God will bless. God will provide. Even when you're just really off, He'll still provide. because it's an operation, it's a gift of grace. But what we want is an unlimited kingdom. That has everything to do with who you are, where you are, your faith, your operation, your obedience, your abiding, your understanding of the process. Amen. So when he got me into this part, he says, when you pray, believe, that was Mark 11, that you receive or have faith. It's the same thing, have faith in God, same word, have faith to receive. And I'm telling her, I receive, I receive, I receive. And I couldn't figure out why it wasn't working. You know, you ever do that? You ever try to go somewhere in the kingdom and it's not working? It's not working. You got to keep doing it. You got to keep doing it. And what happens? It breaks. It'll break open. I've plowed enough to know that when I'm in a plowing phase, I just don't get moved. I just wait for another day. Okay, we're plowing. Another day. Well, something broke this morning. Amen. And your receptivity has to open this way. Even though you're open that way, your receptivity has to receive. Amen. And the learner received from the Father. And I was all over this, but there's a few things I wanted to share with you. We're going to do this today. Normally, the way he does it with me is I go door, throne of grace, rest, garden of lilies, Father, and then I start receiving. Amen. Now, we're going to do this just to show you what he's doing right now, the scriptures I use on how to receive. So if we don't actually make it to the Father, because you don't always make it to the Father corporately, it's just not I don't always make it to the Father, but a lot of times, 8 out of 10 times I can. If I stay pretty focused, I could do it 10 out of 10. But corporately, you don't always get there. So I just, even though we may not move to the Father's love, I'm still going to just, by faith, kind of plow into the receiving mode just to show you what I do, to give you an example. Does that make sense? How to receive from the Father, what to receive, but I need to teach a few things he's teaching me on this subject. That's why I gave you those notes, because you gotta be armed with scripture. If you're gonna receive from the Father, you better know what he says. Amen. For example, James 1 verse 5, he says, if any of you lack, you can wisdom, that'd be pretty much, if any of you lack wisdom on answered prayer, if any of you lack, hi Anna. Everyone say hi Anna. Praise God, she darted into the office. Say, if any of you lack anything, he's not just saying wisdom. There's fundamental operations here, understanding. He said, let him ask of God. Now here's God. This is God who giveth to all men liberally. He giveth liberally. Sure doesn't seem like it when you look around. Just truthfully. I mean, if God's so liberal, so abundant, and making all grace abound to us, we're always having all sufficient, all things abound in every good work. Father's good pleasure give us the kingdom. Then where is it? It doesn't change the fact, if we don't understand that process or understand how to receive by faith, it doesn't change his nature. He's still liberal. He's still benevolent. Amen? God has got a huge heart, and you have to understand that going in. You have to believe that going in, or you have to sit there in faith and go over these scriptures over and over again like we're going to do today until your belief system rearranges to believe that God is abundant. God is generous. God is liberal. You should walk around and say, Father, you are liberal. You are generous. You are abundant. You are. Say, you are abundant. God wants to so, listen to this, he wants to so bless your life with a kingdom that's not of this world that it overflows to where all you are has become a blessing to everybody and everyone around you. It's so much overflowing that you just become a blessing. There's not a lot of people overflowing like that. And when we're not overflowing like that, we get into the wrong mode because we were meant to be overflowing sons and daughters. Amen. We were meant to be generous and we were meant to carry the fullness of the kingdom of God. So God is generous and he upbraideth not, meaning he's not reprimanding or finding fault with you. You find fault with you, but he doesn't. But that's got to get out of the way, because when you go before God and you start finding fault, well, he didn't do this because of this. He's not doing this because of this. It's because I'm this way or that way. I did this. I did that. He's finding fault. He's not finding fault. But you start finding fault with yourself, it blocks your capacity to receive from him. That's your own soul getting in the way. Amen. That is going to get worked on. Amen. Because God's liberal. God's generous. He's not a liberal. He's liberal. Amen. He's not a liberal, he's liberal. He's righteous and generous, praise God. Hallelujah. And it shall be given. He said, it breaketh not. He said, if you let him ask of God, it shall be given. Don't you love these scriptures like, ask and it shall be given. Seek and knock and door shall be opened. Seek and you'll find. It's like, man, I've been asking for a long time. There's a few things I keep, you know what I do? Every day that I don't make it, I go back to his word. I said, look, there's something here I can't see. I don't blame it on you, God. I blame it on me. But I go over all what he's taught me, and I'll write it down. Okay, this, 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 and this, 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 because he's teaching me a pathway. Okay, there's something here I'm missing. Show me what I'm missing. Show me what I'm missing. Sometimes it's simple plowing, but then some things it's understanding. He's got to enlighten your eyes of our understanding. Amen. Let's look at, well, you don't have your notes with you. I'm using notes from the other day. Look at this scripture here. Very cool. When Romans 8:32 is a very powerful scripture here. Got to have these notes. If you don't have these from the other day, we'll make you a copy. Got to be armed. Got to get them in you. Amen. When you go to prayer, you don't want to be opening your eyes. Oh, that's that scripture. And then you want to have it here in the heart. I mean, because that's what's going to have in your heart and your mouth. We have to re-educate ourselves on how much the Father wants to bless us. Amen. You need to be a blessed person, because if we're not a blessed people, things shut down in our life and all kinds of stuff. And we develop doctrines and we develop all kinds of stuff that are not healthy. Amen. If you're blessed by the kingdom, you're going to be healthy, because the blessing of the Lord make rich without the sorrow of the world system. Amen. The world will bless you too, but it'll cost you everything. Amen. Okay, Romans 8:32 said he, and then I'm going to get into the revelation he gave me this morning, because he just clicked it for me. And I'm like, that was it. Praise God. Romans 8:32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. That's the Father. How shall he not with him, the better word is through him, say through him also freely give us all things. You see that? Freely, through him, his son, give us all things. So there's this whole process by which we go and get in position. We understand the position. If you've been here, you understand the position of prayer. We move into the Father, shut the door, pray to the Father, which is in secret, pray before him. And the Father, which is in secret, he rewards you. Say, he rewards you. You have to understand he's a rewarder. He's generous. He freely gives. He's liberal in his giving. He's liberal to his children. It's his good pleasure to do it. All of these things you have to understand about him. And the enemy's going to try to paint a different picture of the Father. Well, he didn't do this because of that. And you have to be armed and say, no, he doesn't judge me coming in. He doesn't find fault with me when I'm asking in prayer. He abradeth not. He gives to me liberal without judging, without finding fault. Without, if you fix this, this, and this, we'll talk. He doesn't do that. Amen? And he says, listen, even in that same chapter, James 1, he said, every good gift, every perfect gift cometh down from above, the Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He doesn't change. He can't even shift for a shadow. He's no variableness in him. He doesn't change. His nature is always generous. He's always loving. Whether you experience it or not, that's who he is. Amen. When we meet the certain operations and we get in our understanding and we get in alignment, we'll receive of who he is, and you'll realize, wow, you've always wanted to do this. See, he always wanted to do that. Praise God. Now, all right, so I'm all over this, and he's giving me this one assignment, one little assignment. because I want you to believe me for this. It's not anything that big. I could actually pay for what he's asking me to do right now. I'll tell you some things that happen. It's just a bill. He says, I want you to believe me for this to the exact amount, down to the penny. Now, he goes, I don't want you writing a check for it. Amen. I don't want you to use your little side business income for it. Amen. I don't want you to tell anybody what it is. I'm just telling you, Bill, but how much it is. And just don't worry about everything else you're doing, because I'm not going to shift you 100% kingdom overnight anyway. But I got to get you into the kingdom, this level of the kingdom, put it that way. I'm in kingdom with the church and all that. That's all part of the kingdom too, but I'm wanting this father part. Amen. He said, just stay with me on this. And so I'm in the process. He says, when you stand praying, believe you receive. So I'm believing to receive from the Father. Every day I'm going in there and I'm opening the channel. Believe you receive. Even the Lord said in John 16, what'd he say? John said, hey, Eric, blessings, brother. God bless you. Let's give him a big hand. Hallelujah. So John 16, he says, if you ask anything in my name, my Father will give it you. Now, I want you to go to John 16, because I just ran across that for a reason like that. Now, I want you to go there and see what exactly he said, because I missed something there. And it's everything. Amen. John 16, verse 23. And then we're going to go in here, and I'm just going to show you how I get in receiving mode with the Father. We're going to get in receiving mode with his generosity, with his liberality. We're going to get in receiving mode with his nature to bless, with his nature of goodness. Amen. You can sing the songs, Good, Good Father, all that, and still don't know how to receive from Good, Good Father. It's your belief system that has to get baptized. Amen. It's your belief system that has to shift. Listen to this. It's very important, because people misunderstand this. Knowing something is not believing it. Doesn't constitute believing it. I know Jesus is born my sickness and carried my pains. I know in his name that in his name all sickness and disease must bow. I know he bore that, and I understand healing's been appropriated to me. I get that. You get that. I know, but that doesn't mean I believe it. Okay? Knowing does not constitute believing. Believing is a whole other order. Well, how do I know when I believe? You'll know because you'll receive. Only the Father, say only the Father knows whether you believe or not. He's the only one. That's the one that it counts with. It doesn't matter what you think about your belief system. When the Father deems that your faith has met the condition of faith, he'll release it. Amen? So it doesn't matter what you think about your own belief system. It's what he thinks about it. Amen? Because he's the one that's going to release it anyway. You write this down. The Father is the one that ultimately is in charge of the release of your prayer. Amen. Without him, the Lord can't do it, because the Lord said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's John 14. But if you ask anything in my name, my Father will give it you. The Father's got to give it first before the Lord does it. Because the Father, you write this down, the Father's only going to transact in the name of Jesus. Did you hear that? The Father only transacts spiritually. The Holy Spirit and the Lord working through the Holy Spirit, the one's going to take the water and materialize it into wine. They're going to take the, he said, virtue, and they're going to materialize it into healing. They're going to take the spiritual, dunamis, creative power, and materialize it into conception. By faith, Sarah received dunamis, then she conceived. She had to receive the dunamis, then she conceived. The Holy Spirit is not going to work without that dunamis, or the riches in glory, the riches of his grace present. The Father's ultimately the one in charge of the release of it. That's why you pray to the Father. The Lord said, dude, he goes, I do not say you'll pray to me, you'll pray to the Father. Amen? The Father's going to release this. All right? Amen? So you're going to have to get to know Father and get to know he's a good God. Amen? and surrender all indictments and surrender all things, because you got to know that Father's good, generous, liberal. He gives freely, and he does not contend with works. That's why he said in this other scripture, hold your finger. I just want you to see back in James. Hold your finger where you are. He said, verse 6, let him ask in faith. You saw my little thing on Sunday. I'm not going to do it again. Praise God. And let him ask in faith. Asking in faith goes beyond the simple ask. Once you ask in faith for the Father, you now move to the receiving process. Amen? And you have to stay with him until the receiving process is complete, until the Father transacts what you're asking for. Till your faith crosses the line, the Father authorizes the transaction. Once the Father authorizes it according to your faith, the release of that transaction, he's going to transact from the name of Jesus. He's going to release a spiritual substance called dunamis, creative power, dunamis, creative substance, dunamis, creative provision. By faith, Sarah received it, Mary received it. Nothing's going to conceive until riches and glory flow. So riches and glory at the flow. The Father has to authorize that. Amen. That's why he said, let him ask in faith. Say, ask in faith. Nothing, say nothing, wavering. What does it mean to waver? What does it mean to waver? The waver means nothing separating. Waver means to separate thoroughly, or, listen to this, to withdraw from. Because you got to ask in faith, but do not what? Do not withdraw from the process. Listen, he's not going to just say, I ask. Where are you going to withdraw from the time you ask for wisdom between the S and the D? You're asking in faith is a whole lot more than just the ask. Amen? It's the ask. Once you ask, you're committed to the operation at that point. And you're going to stay there in faith till you receive from the Father. Now, you receiving the Father is phase one. Without it, you can't get phase two. When you stand praying, believe you receive from the Father, he's going to authorize the transaction from riches and glory. It's going to transfer to you. Amen? God's going to transfer the blessing to you because he's going to bring it out of the heavenly realm into the earth realm. He's not going to just drop it out there. Get that out of your mind. That's a miracle. When God does miracles, it's not faith. Miracles are miracles. Amen? And if you're living by miracles, you're going to have to wait for your next one. And it might not be 10 years. They're very sporadic when they come. We do not live by miracles. We live by faith. Faith is repeatable. Faith is operational. Faith is understandable. Faith knows. Say, faith knows. When a miracle comes, you didn't know it was coming. It just happened. Boom, there it was. Faith understands the process. If you don't understand the process, you're still operating by miracles. If you're understanding faith is not some super spiritual problem, well, by faith I'm standing, one day God will do it. You don't understand yet. That's not how it works. You'll understand. Faith will understand how this works. The Holy Ghost is going to give you the understanding. But you have to transact with the Father, so you have to believe you receive from the Father. And then he said, then you shall have. Receiving from the Father is different than the shall having. Amen? Jesus said it like this, if you ask anything in my name, my Father will give it to you. One chapter early, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it for you. He can't do it for you till the Father gives it to you. The Father's not going to give you something tangible. He's only transacting in the name of Jesus. He's only going to transact spiritually what's in the name of Jesus. That's what the Father's going to give you. He's not going to give you what you're asking for. He's going to give you the substance of what you're asking for. Hello? Hello? Once that transference has been authorized and made, then the Lord, you bring it back here, and the Lord says, now I will do this for you. It's the Holy Ghost job now. He takes the spiritual substance, he turns the water into wine. He takes the dunamis creative power, virtue flowed out of me, healed them all. He takes that, and he turns it into manifestation, materialization. The Holy Ghost does that. Amen? But you got to have that present. That's called answered prayer. Amen? Are you with me? Okay, so we're all in this. Believe in God, believe and receive. Amen. All over it. Hallelujah. Oh, man, I've gotten to teaching today. I'm happy. Hallelujah. Happy, happy, happy. I'm about to be freed completely from the world system. I'm loving it. Glory to God. I can see it. Hallelujah. So I'm in there. Father, I believe I receive. I've been doing this all week with him. Plowing. Father, I hold this. I believe I receive. And I was having great time opening things up. But I kept going. I'd come back. See, with me, when I'm, if it's not happening, I'm going to go back. Okay, show me. Grant me wisdom. Teach me. Train me. Help me. So I'm in there doing that again. He wakes me up early through that Roscoe dog of ours. When Roscoe's awake, everybody's awake. So anyway, I'm like, all right, I'm just getting up. I get out there and I'm doing this. I get up in the Father, I'm in his love and I'm receiving my Father. I'm going to get this. I know that you transact. And I'm sitting there, believe and receive. And I hear him say it. And I heard him say it. He said, son, it's all in the name. It's all in the name. Go back and read it again. So I went to John, because that's where he specifically says it. Where you're in John, right? Say, it's all in the name. And I go back to John 16, verse 23. And in that day, we're in that day. If you heard our teachings on that day, you'll understand it. You shall ask me nothing. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you ask the Father, say the Father, in my name, he will give it to you. What will he give you? What's in the name? Hitherto you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive. Okay, there's two things I want to share with you. I got to keep teaching here because I'm all over it. Amen. There's two things. You need to understand the name first. Asking in the name of Jesus, listen to me very carefully, everybody, is not, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you for this provision for this day. That is not asking in his name. That's just speaking words. That's not what he meant. Hello. What does it mean to ask in the name? Because if you don't understand what asking in the name, then you won't understand how to receive from the name. Say receive. See, I'm asking the Father, but I was wanting the Father to give me something that was only coming from the name. That was night and day to me this morning. First of all, got to find out what's in the name. Now, there's no possible way I can teach you what all is in that name right now. I'm going to give you a few things because I could be at least two or three teachings on what all we have identified on page 71 of this Constitution. What all is in the name? What's in the name? Well, the first thing he said, all things that the Father hath are mine. Say all things. All things. That's pretty big. Say all things. In his ascension to the right hand of God, he said he was the appointed heir in Hebrews, in whom the Father had appointed him heir of what? All things. Say all things. That was in ascension. Why? He was restoring everything Adam lost, was fully restored to Christ in his ascension on our behalf. Say on our behalf. What was restored? All things. Specifically, I saw, behold, one like the Son of Man in Daniel 7, with the clouds of heaven came the Ancient of Days, and they brought him before him, and here was given him dominion, glory, and a kingdom. The Father gave the kingdom to his Son, gave the dominion that Adam lost, gave the glory that Adam lost. He restored it all to Christ. He is the appointed heir of all of it. How about this? All power and authority in heaven and in earth has been given unto me. Jesus. Say all. All. Say all. That's a lot. Seven inheritances. Worthy is the Lamb in his ascension to receive power. That's dunamis. Wealth. Wisdom. Strength. Honor, glory, and blessing. He received those. That's all in his name. Say it's in his name. Yet I will set my king, Psalms 2, on the holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. Said unto me, thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. This was specifically referred to in the book of Acts as his ascension to the right hand of God. This was Psalms 2. Ask of me now, son, and I'll give thee the nations as thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth as thy possession. He's restored all ownership to the earth and all the nations. People, tongues, tribe, and nations all belong to him by way of inheritance. That's why the Holy Ghost's first message out was able to swoop down 3,000 born again. Holy Ghost was operating through that inheritance. Amen. Say amen. Say amen. Your office is in his name. Excuse me. He's sitting on high. Let captivity captive. Receive gifts. Gave gifts to men. Received them in Psalms. Gave them in Ephesians 4. Your office is in his name. Hello. The kingdom is the Lord. Oh, I like this one. Colossians 1. It pleased the Father that in him, say in him, all fullness should dwell. Philippians 2. And my God, therefore he's highly exalted, has given him a name which is above every name. Philippians 4. My God, say my God, shall supply all your need according to the riches and glory in the earth. According to the riches and glory of the church. According to the riches and glory in Christ. All the riches and glory, riches of his grace, are all in his name. He supplies out of that name. When the Father transacts, it's coming out from under that name. All of our inheritance you'll ever need for a thousand generations to come are all in that name. Your inheritance, this church's inheritance, our kids' inheritance, our future's inheritance, our calling's inheritance, everything is in that name now, and the Father's transacting from that name. He only transacts from that name. He does not transact in the earth. The Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit does the transacting in the earth. The Father transacts in the name. Say in the name. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath passed, blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Boom! Okay, those are a few things that are in the name. That's a lot right there. That'll get you going for at least the next 10 years. Amen. We know it's there. We know it's done. We know it's finished. We know it's accomplished. It's not something God's going to do. His will has been accomplished in Christ, finished. Jesus fulfilled the Father's will. He restored it all in heaven. That's why thy will be done on the earth as it is already completed in heaven. Key is, how do you get heaven to earth? That's what we're after now. How do we get all that here? That's what everybody wants. More than just a gift realm, a pittance of gift realm. Gift realm will drive you nuts after a while, because it gets frustrating operating in the gift realm because it's limited. We want the anointing without measure. We want kingdom come. Amen. Going to have to learn to transact in the name for kingdom come. Amen. Now, when you're praying to the Father, he says, believe you receive. Now, this is what he got over to me this morning. I'm going to try to say this to you. Then we're just going to pray for a little bit. I'm going to go right into that place of receiving just to show you how I'm presently learning to receive from the Father. But I want to share this. I hope you can see this the way I saw it, because you have to have light in these areas. Amen. You have to have light. Sometimes I love this intercessory gathering because you guys are so hungry I can just unload it all. Amen. We need to post this today. Are we televised? Yeah, we're televised. Hello. We're televising. This is prayer day attire here. Red shirt, washing the blood. You get it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, you get before the Father and you're asking in the name of Jesus. You don't say, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus for this. You're asking for what's in that name. Not just asking the name. He says, God that spared not his only son, how shall he not through him, say through him, freely give you all things? Through his name, he's going to freely give through his name. The Father's going to transact in that heavenly trust. The name of Jesus is it's truly a heavenly trust, but it's 100% spiritual. Say 100%. There's nothing natural that's in his name in heaven. It's all spiritual. It has to undergo a transition, a transformation, a materialization. You don't do that. Holy Ghost does that. But the Father has to authorize the transaction first. When he authorizes, it comes out of the name to where? You. You receive it. And you carry it back down. And then the Lord, the Holy Ghost, starts the materialization of what you received above. Isn't that awesome? Oh, so here's the part. Because I'm in there with Father. Father, I believe I receive from you. And he said, it's in the name. And literally, like a vision, I was saw the Lord go right in front of the Father. Because I was in the Father's presence. I was trying to receive this from the Father. He says, you pray to me, son, but you receive from the name. Now, I know what I just said seems simplistic, but it's not. It's huge, because I was trying to receive it out of the Father, and the Father said, I've already moved this out of me. It's all in the name. You don't receive it from me, you receive it from the name. I even taught, believe you receive from the Father. You don't really, I understand that, well, it's a little, listen, I'm trying to get the Father to give me something he's already put in the name of Jesus. It's from the name. I ask him, but I believe I receive from the name. That is a huge difference. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because it's in his name. So I'm in there believing I receive from you, Father. You're a good father. And he says, yes, I am a good father, but you're asking to receive from me. You need to be asking me to receive from the name. That's a difference. Get that difference. Write that down. Understand that difference. Because that only took me about 3 weeks of plowing to understand that. You just got that free. Amen. Because I would have kept plowing until he showed it to me. I kept doing the same thing. That's why you have to have light. Say Revelation. That's why he said, go back and read it. If you ask anything in my name, my Father will give it to you from my name. From my name. Amen. If you ask anything in my name, my Father will give it to you from my name. You got to put that name right there in front of the Father. And you will see. See, the Father authorizes it. But where's it coming from? The name. He authorizes the release from the name. Look at the Father like he's the super attorney. The name of Jesus is the trust. You're going to the attorney to release the trust. The trust is not in the attorney's name anymore. It's in the trust. Because the attorney's put everything in the trust. Amen. And you can ask the attorney, give me this, give me this. He said, it's not mine to give. It's that name. It's in that name. I authorize the transaction, but that's where you got to look. Does that make sense? Now you ask the Father, you believe the Father, but you believe him to receive from the name. Do you got it? That was huge. I had a breakthrough this morning on that. Whoa! I got all up in the name. I was all over it. It was so glorious. I'm going to say this and then we're going to pray. Everything about this gets very glorious. It's not stale and it's not dry. It's not like arid, dry. It's so full when you get up in there. It's so glorious. You're laughing. You're crying. You're so full of joy. He said, ask in your joy before. God transacts. He's transacting with joy and life and glory and power. It's not just dry. Well, I believe I received my faith. Ooh. It's not like that. He fills you with glory while you do it. It's awesome. You know you're experiencing answered prayer before it's answered. Amen. We are getting in there. Hallelujah. Listen, there's a lot in the name. This whole constitution's in the name. The crown of David's in the name. I'll bring a seed out of Jacob, out of Judah, inheritor of my mountains, Mount Hebron. Anyway, it's in the name. We're going to give birth. I'm ready to give birth.